Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 8, we were taught about the covenants that God had with Israel, the covenant with Abraham, and the covenant with Moses. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It is a covenant on God's part that He will give salvation to the sinner who will receive it by faith in the high priest that God appointed. It is a last will and testament in the sense that God bequeaths salvation to the sinner who will receive it on the terms of the will. Those terms are faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ through repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are God's terms. Believing that He died for you, that when He was shedding His blood right there on the cross, He was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and willing for Him to take that sin away through that blood, you also believe that He rose from the dead. And believing that He did that for you, you call upon Him to save your soul. And by the way, the very keystone of all doctrine is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this shows faith in His blood. We're buried with Him in baptism, risen to walk in newness of life. Now here, I'm not talking about water baptism. I don't mean that water baptism is necessary to be saved, because it's not. Rather, now I'm talking of a different baptism, a spirit baptism. I'm thinking of a Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now, you'll note the phrase in this verse, regarded them not. Wow. Well, that's a pretty strong word, isn't it? Isn't that very strong? Regarded them not. That is, God no longer regards Israel as remaining in the first covenant. That's what He's talking about. This doesn't imply that Israel is not a covenant people with God. The covenant God made with Abraham, which is before the law, is still in force, even though Israel abrogated, that is, they made null and void the later covenant made with Moses by God in the law. Again, we're saying that there was a covenant with Abraham that God would pass to his progeny, which is Isaac, and then Jacob, who becomes Israel. And that covenant stays there regardless. So it's important to realize that nowhere are we told of a covenant made with the church. In Romans chapter 9, verse 4 says, who are the Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants, plural, and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? See, we learn that the covenants pertain to Israel. They were the chosen people with whom the Sinaitic covenant was made. According to the terms of that covenant, they forfeited all claim upon God's favor. However, He, God, cannot deny Himself. He will never, never go back upon His covenant that He made with Abraham, by which He promised blessing to Abraham's seed unconditionally. Those promises have been reiterated in the new covenant. The blood of that covenant was shed on the cross. When Christ gave the cup of communion to his disciples, he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." And on that basis of this precious shed blood of Jesus Christ, all who believe in him, who shed his blood, are cleansed from their sin. And they enter into the spiritual blessings of the new covenant. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, we read this, "Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." Now, my friend, never lose sight of the fact that we are saved by grace. It is through repentance and faith. However, understand that our Christian life is not law either. It is lived also by faith and repentance. It is obedient faith coupled with sensitive hearts to the Holy Spirit through the Scriptures. You see, some folks get upset about standards today and they say, "Oh, you all have a list. You're legalists." You ever hear those preachers that make fun of list and call we who are fundamental and have standards legalist? I guess that means the Bible in the New Testament is in great error, because Galatians 5:19-21 gives a list of the works of the flesh. You could say Ephesians 5:3-11, Colossians 3:5-9, 2 Timothy 3:2-7 are lists, and so therefore they're in full error. All mistakes in their Bible. 1 Peter 1:14-16, which calls us to put off the old man with the affections and lusts, and to be holy, godly, and righteous. Oh, must be an error. And my friend, the time of this ignorance God has winked at, these men need to repent. Simple and clear as that, they simply need to repent. And if they don't, I fear for them. I really do. I fear for them. Now, my friend, we're not under a system of law after we're saved. That is, we're not told to do these externals and you'll become a good Christian. But there are over 600 commandments in the New Testament. And without obedience, we aren't good Christians. Turn with me, if you will, to Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 through 25, and see what our salvation teaches us. Now, let me just insert, in Titus 2, 11 and 12, we're told that our salvation teaches us to live soberly, godly, and righteously in this present world, and also to deny or refrain from ungodliness and worldly lust. Well, if you obey Titus 2 and 11 and 12, then many people's mind, you are simply a legalist. You have a list, as if, oh, you are so evil. But now listen to this from Galatians 5, beginning with verse 13. "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh." You see, in no way are we justified by the flesh. Liberty in the New Testament is not ever applied by the Holy Spirit to the flesh. It's always to the Spirit to have power from sin and the flesh. So he says, Only use not your liberty as for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, and take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary, the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You see, some flesh is not adultery and blatant vile sin. Sometimes those lusts of the flesh are gossip, wrath, anger, and things of that nature. Then he goes on to say, but if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now, here's a list. Here's a list. Do you really want to apply liberty to the list here that I'm going to give you? That he says, don't do, and say, we have the liberty to do it? Or is liberty applied to the Spirit that is free from these things? Well, he says, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which means no restraint, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. That's when you emulate the world. Maybe it's through a jealousy or whatever, but a lot of churches do this. They try to emulate the music of the world that they might get the crowd to come to them. Emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. That's the guy that might be a social drinker, party-type guy, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Now understand that list of the fruit of the Spirit does not reek in any way of the flesh. It does not love the flesh and does not find joy and peace in the flesh. Now listen to verse 24 here of Galatians 5. And they that are Christ have, listen to this next word, crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. You think of Christ on a cross being crucified? We are to crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. It says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we're saved, let us also walk, live accordingly. Never, never, never use liberty or grace to justify lasciviousness, rock and roll, and whatever else is of the flesh. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.